The older man facing her glanced up, and V caught the plastic glint of a COF badge attached to his breast pocket. Cabal of Freedom. He was government. Weird. The Justice Building was only a few blocks away, but there were other restaurants, nicer restaurants so much closer. It was rare to see one of them at the Elsinore Cafe, and curiosity unfurled inside her as she strained to read the print on his badge. With a sigh, the man flipped his menu open, glanced over it, and then slapped it shut impatiently.
"Just bring us water. We need a minute."
He was curt, his voice sharp and commanding, as he immediately ignored her and turned his focus back to the man on his left. "Sure thing. I'll be right back with your waters." Tucking the order pad in her apron, Fee was about to walk away when the man sitting closest to her glanced up. His gaze caught hers like an electric shock. Bright turquoise, as if someone had laid the pretty stones on top of a light so that every facet glinted and fragmented to form his irises. With eyes like that, he should have been some great sea god walking out of the clear ocean, surrounded by sparkling sunlight, wearing a lot less clothing, ready to command the world to bow at his feet. He definitely shouldn't have such a tired expression on his face, or be wearing the boring charcoal suit he was in. A suit that stretched across his shoulders as he leaned forward on the table, breaking their momentary connection without really seeing her. Turning sharply on her heel, she hurried back behind the counter. Her hands moved on autopilot to fill glasses with ice and water, because her mind still preoccupied imagining the guy on her fantasy beach.
"Get your head in the game, Fee. Stop daydreaming."
Her grandfather's voice echoed in her mind, and she did her best to listen. After all, men from downtown didn't look at girls like her. People from the fog flitted on the edges of their existence, watching as they controlled the city of Lakehurst like the engineers of destiny they were. Born into privilege, born into power. Men like the sea god had never spent a day down in the fog, which meant she was being ridiculous. Of all the men to want a second glance from, it was definitely not going to happen with the hottie she'd just spent a glorious minute picturing mostly naked, walking out of the ocean, ready to bring the fierce power of the ocean's waves.
"Holy shit, I am so fucking tired. When is our shift over?"
Reagan groaned, interrupting her fantasy, as she squatted down to grab a few sets of wrapped silverware from the bin under the counter.
"It's barely noon. You've got a long way to go."
Fee laughed as she picked up the three glasses in front of her and looked up to see the ocean god having an animated discussion with the COF man. She couldn't help but stare at the strong line of his jaw as he spoke, clenching his teeth between words like he was biting back things he wanted to say. The third man with them wasn't even paying attention to the conversation. His body was rigid in the seat, back straight, eyes scanning the room casually before returning to the hot guy.
"Maybe Alex will let me leave early. I was up so late last night."
Reagan was just sitting on the rubber mat behind the counter, ignoring her tables again, hiding.
"Maybe you should get up and take care of your tables so I don't have to help you pay your rent again next month."
She sighed, recognizing her own hypocrisy, as Reagan scrunched her face up and groaned.
"Tips, Reagan. Smile, take care of your tables, and get tips. I love you, but you can't crash on my couch forever if you lose this apartment like you did the last one. It would be easier to get tips if I could just swish my ass around like you do. I swear, being flat as a board on both sides is the worst possible..."
"Shut up," Fee hissed quietly, and Reagan rolled her eyes. Best friend or not, Reagan could really whine when she wanted to. Sulking against the shelves, her ash-blonde hair was currently tucked in a messy bun as she stretched one long leg out in front of her. A whole 3 inches taller than Fee, her friend had always reminded her of an aspen tree, pale, tall, and thin. She used to be jealous of her friend's effortless grace, but it never mattered the moment Reagan opened her mouth. "For the record, I do not swish my ass around."
"Oh, fuck off, Fee. I swear, if I could ask for one thing for my birthday, it would be boobs and an ass. Okay, 2 things. Boobs and a nice ass that would get me tips without having to run myself into the ground."
Reagan looked up at her again.
"If I had your ass, I'm sure Alex would let me go home early."
"Reagan,
you know he has a thing for you. He's always saying, 'Morning, Fee,' and, 'Oh, Fee, you're so pretty today.'"
Her voice was...